At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, off to New South Wales, Australia, the other side of the world, the right side up, Southern Hemisphere, because they're experiencing the early days of springtime, and they're enjoying themselves as long as they're not under a tornado. Jeremy, a very good day to you. We begin not with the tornado, not with the heavy rains. We begin with the BUM, the Bureau of Meteorology. The reason we begin there is that for some weeks now, the Bureau of Meteorology, it's called the Met in Britain, it's called the Weather Channel in America, has been pleading ignorance of La Nina. We can't tell anymore. We're not sure. The weather's crazy. It's unusual. And then, to help us understand why they can't figure out the weather ahead anymore, they give us an update on their website that completely confuses everybody. What happened, Jeremy?
G'day, John. Yes, if the weather wasn't wild enough, the Bureau of Meteorology website has really been the icing on the cake. What happened last week, John, was the Bureau of Meteorology decided to roll out a whole new website right in the middle of one of the worst ever storm seasons we've seen here on the eastern coast. So not only did this website come out and it was all completely different, so you can imagine how we all felt being familiar with a very old friend, I guess you could say, on the internet when we needed our weather, to see this brand spanking new thing, which really just looked totally different. The Bureau of Meteorology, in their update, they also decided to update the different scales of weather bands on the radar. And what I'm talking about here is the actual colours that they show for weather, because on their website with the radars, effectively, when there's rain, they show how severe it's going to be, if there's going to be hail, if there's going to be thunderstorms. And what happens is it starts from white, which is very much light rain in the atmosphere, maybe a drizzle here and there, to a lighter blue in the blue, which is, you know, consistent rain. Then it starts to go to yellow, which is that, you know, starting to get severe, but it's still okay. It's just a heavy downpour, to the red, where you start to possibly get hailstones. Then to the almighty black, and the black is where you get the heavy hailstones, you've got the really strong thunderstorm activity, and the black rain is basically raining so hard, you can expect flooding. Well, John, guess what they decided to do with this update? They decided that that scale was a little bit too alarmist, so they actually took out the black rain band. They actually took out the black in the color scale, which meant that in this new scale, we only saw from white to red, which meant that we were never going to see black again. But they didn't actually tell people. And just ironically, when they released this a week ago, Queensland was hit with one of the worst storms it's seen in the past 24 months, in the past 2 years. So people went to the new website, saw this rainstorm was coming across with only red, thought, you know, that's not too bad. It's not black. There's no hail. Decided to leave all their cars outside and, you know, out in the air and not undercover. And sure enough, one of the worst storms in recent history went through. Hail, thunder, flooding, cars damaged, windows damaged, interiors damaged, because some people left their windows open thinking there's not going to be hail, so it's not a problem. They were completely fooled by not knowing that the actual red now on that color coding for the Bureau of Meteorology means there could also be that very severe hail. So, John, you can't make this up. This is literally the worst time to reveal a new website that's almost unusable, but also takes away some of the most useful tools that the previous one had, which was telling you when that really strong storm system was coming. So needless to say, the Bureau of Meteorology has received a ton of hate mail.
The BOM says they're going to put the colors back to the way they used to be. Okay. It only took one major storm to get them to change directions. Let's see. A wave of complaint about its 4.1 million website. A disaster. And the hailstorms and the heavy rain. I understand there are also tornado funnels. Where?
Yes, this is mainly around the Brisbane area, so lower Queensland at the moment. And Queensland, around Brisbane especially, is on a tornado watch as we speak. And what's been reported in the last 48 hours is the really strong storms have started coming back. from the east, so coming from the ocean into the onshore area, people are starting to report seeing possible funnels off the coast. So we're talking about water spouts, particularly around the evening, which is when typically in Queensland, that's when the atmosphere becomes more unstable. That's when you tend to get the stronger storms because of the cool and warm air mixing in the evening air. But water spouts are off of Brisbane, effectively. And what we're expecting is to see tornadoes potentially all the way from Brisbane all the way up to about Rockhampton. So we're talking about most of the Queensland coastline at the moment under tornado watch. Why this is different and why this is probably more newsworthy than not is the fact that Queensland, while it's known for getting cyclones, so big hurricanes coming in, slowly moving onshore and causing a lot of damage, tornadoes really aren't that much of a normal feature. They're actually very, very rare. But to be getting potentially multiple tornadoes in a very short period of time tells us that the atmosphere right now, as we already know and have been talking about, it is just so unstable with Antarctic blasts, with effectively La Nina ocean warming causing very much warmer weather and warmer air to be where it shouldn't, and cooler air coming in from the interior at the moment because the deserts have been going through a warm and cooling cycle that's been very, very rapid. John, this is really the wildest weather you could possibly expect. But the problem is, too, we're only at the very beginning of this, technically, the summer season. So this isn't really supposed to be the worst part. I hate to think what's coming next, but I think we're in for a very, very wild season after this.
And if the bomb says there's no rain, take your umbrella. And if the bomb says there's no hail, stay inside. The bomb has now managed to make it completely unreliable. We're going to turn to something else that's unusual. We've talked about the conditions being conducive in a mild winter to a lot of creation, that is, babies. Well, here they come, waves of them. Some of them are called red-bellied black snakes, some of them called eastern browns. They're coming down the road. Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.